Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I could even have this conversation with Aaron, but what a great thing to go home and ask our spouse, what would humility actually look like within one of our quote-unquote long discussions?
No.
Like what would, so it's almost like tailor that. What, Aaron, what would that look like? How would I know? How would you know if I was being humble? And because some
That's
of the things that I came up with was first that my focus is on her. So instead of my focus being on me and how I feel and what I think, my focus would be on her.
Yeah, and that would definitely feel more humble.
Yeah, so well, yeah, maybe we'll answer that then. Yeah, what would that look like?
You know, if you were putting your focus on me, you would be, you know, asking me to explain what I meant and, you know, just trying to understand what my point of view was. And, you know, or, you know, giving me attention, your full attention. And because it was definitely obvious during the conversation that really it didn't matter what I said, because he was so shut down, he really wasn't hearing it.
Because I was right.
And you were thinking
about your pride.
Next, yeah, no, defense.
But that what? That's mm-hmm. exactly yeah. why.
And you're mm-hmm. seeking to understand, you're mm-hmm. listening with your full body. Mm. You're assuming the best about me, that I had Garrison's best intention. That was why I was doing what mm-hmm. I was doing. It wasn't to punish him. And, you know, instead of trying to change my stance, you know, if there was a problem, you know, going to the Lord and going, you know, God, work in her heart, work in my heart. And
it's actually praying.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. that's the key, I think, to all of this, is that we started with the verse, you know, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up in honor. That in the midst of this, it sounds so good. So the anecdote for pride is humility, but how do we get there? Well, the scripture says it just quite clear. And so in the middle of one of these long disagreements, I wish we would have done it that night, you know, just take a short break. And there's something powerful about walking away from something that you're so closed down, yet being obedient and taking the time to go and to spend some brief time with the Lord and just to humble yourself before him. Again, like I said at the beginning of the show, that changes
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back to the conversation when you've both done that, I mean, we have that opportunity because we have the Holy Spirit within us. And so to go and do that and then come back, that's how we get humble. That's how we then show up so differently, you know, focusing on you, not focusing on myself, giving you my attention, not taking all the attention myself, assuming the best about you, not assuming negative, horrible, awful things. You know, it's just so key to go and spend that time before the Lord and come back to the conversation.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.